You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump tweeted the first confirmation that American officials had entered North Korea on Monday morning. "Our United States team has arrived," he wrote, "to make arrangements for the summit between Kim Jong-un and myself." The highly anticipated summit is supposed to take place in a little over 2 weeks' time in Singapore on June the 12th. But dramatic diplomatic highs and lows over the past week have seen the talks thrown into doubt. First, President Trump abruptly cancelled the summit, citing hostility from North Korea. Then the leaders of North and South Korea urgently met late on Saturday on the north side of the demilitarized zone to try and salvage things. President Moon says Kim Jong-un has committed to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to the planned summit with Mr. Trump.
"We have agreed that the June 12 summit meeting should be held successfully and that our journey for the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization and perpetual peace system should not be halted. We have agreed to cooperate with each other for this."
Mr. Moon acknowledged the governments of North Korea and the US may have differing expectations of what denuclearization means. He urged both sides to hold working-level talks to resolve their differences. A separate US delegation is also meeting in Singapore to work on logistics for the summit. Analysts are comparing the will-they-won't-they nature of the talks to a roller coaster. Director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute, Ewan Graham, says it is hard to keep up.
"Well, the roller coaster hasn't reached the end of the ride yet. I think there will be more twists and turns inevitably. That's a function of the melodrama that defines both the North Korean and now the US approach. There is, if you like, predictable unpredictability on the North Korean side and much less predictability on the US side. And a lot of this is actually difficult to call as an analyst, because those sorts of capricious decisions depend really on one person's say-so. So I think we need to look really in the longer scope and look at the key interests, the national interests of all of the major parties involved, to reach a sober analysis. And to me, that still suggests caution on the fundamental question of denuclearization."
The US has demanded the complete, verifiable and irreversible dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the government in Pyongyang has rejected unilateral disarmament and, in previous failed talks, said it could consider giving up its arsenal if the US removed its troops from South Korea. President Trump has tweeted that North Korea has brilliant potential and will be a great economic nation, but Ewan Graham says there is mistrust on both sides and it's possible North Korea will revert to its introverted ways.
"Nuclear weapons are essential to regime security, and despite the talk that we're hearing about economic development being prioritized for the North Korean regime, ultimately regime security is the filter through which every other decision has to pass. So economic development is fine as a means to an end, but if he feels mentally threatened by the opening up of the country to outside information and freedom of movement, then the shutters will come back down."
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.